Good morning, folks. Well, I'm up unbelievably, ridiculously early. It's about 5:30 at the moment. Normally I don't get up quite this early, but I was having really bad dreams and I just didn't want to go back to sleep. I had a terrible dream that somebody I knew had a house fire and lost all their stuff. It was awful. So, hopefully that is not premonitory. Wouldn't want that to come true. I do have some things that I need to get done this morning, though. I have to have a bath before church, and I need to get a load of laundry done. But before I can do any of that, I have to imbibe something caffeinated. I think I am in desperate need of some sort of substance with caffeine in it. Dinner last night, and I wanted to tell you guys about it. It was a pleasant surprise. It was another prepared meal, and I wasn't really sure what I would think of it, but I bought it just to try it, and I'm very happy with the result. It was an Amy's Organic Matar Paneer. I assume that's how you pronounce that. So what that consists of is peas and garbanzo beans and Indian cheese and basmati rice in this lovely curry sauce. So it was a vegetarian dish, and it was all organic, no MSG, no trans fats, and it was really tasty. I'll buy that again for sure. Where did I put the coffee? Oh yes, right here. Excellent. I also bought another one, and this is a spinach and cheese curry. I just can't remember what it's called now. Paneer, maybe? But I haven't had that one yet. I don't usually buy a lot of frozen meals. But I don't know, I was just in the mood for trying new things. Wow, I think I'm going to make myself a strong-ass coffee here. I didn't mean to, but I ended up with a lot more coffee than I intended to. That's okay, I'll just milkify it. And honestly, given how tired I am at the moment, maybe I can use all that coffee. Just have to grab the milk. From my friend Kim last night, and as you will know if you've been listening to my booze lately, her cat disappeared. Kim is currently away on a trip, and luckily having a very good time, I'm glad to say. And the guy who was looking after her cat is normally very responsible, so he totally did not mean to let this happen. I wouldn't blame him in the least, and nor does Kim. It was just a fluke. He was letting his dog out at 3:30 in the morning, and the cat was right at the door, and it shot out the door before Brian could stop it. Yes, yes, I'm coming. So yeah, I really don't think Brian is culpable in any way in this. but anyhow, he feels really badly, obviously. Who wouldn't? Because he knows how much Kim loves her cat. And so he has been putting pictures up on Facebook and Twitter and Kijiji, which I think is really good of him. So hopefully that means that somebody will recognize Pen and Kim will get her pussycat back. She's away for a lot longer than I thought. So I'll miss her. I thought she was coming back on Sunday, and she isn't. She is going to be away for another week and a bit. It's odd not to have her around. Normally she calls me at least once a day. And so I'm used to sort of looking forward to that. What did I do with my mug? Good heavens, I am tired. I'm not paying attention to where I'm putting things. Oh, yes, here it is. So, hopefully, with those measures in place, somebody will find the cat or realize that the cat belongs to somebody. He's such a good cat. I'm just praying that some nice person took him in. Because these nights have been really cold, and I hate to think of that poor kitty cat wandering the streets, feeling totally lost. He was never an outdoor cat. And this was his first time in Brian's neighborhood, so he wouldn't be conversant with the area at all. And then, you know, it must really bother Kim to be away and be impotent to act at the moment because she's so far from home. So there's nothing she can do. I know it would really worry me. Sugar. Yes, I'm terrible. I have to have sugar in my coffee, but if I don't, it's just too bitter and not palatable. I try not to put a lot of sugar in it. My mother is terrible. She's been trying gradually to cut me back on sugar whenever I'm over there. But I notice. And so I'll say, Mom, did you actually put sugar in this coffee? Oh, sorry, I think I stuck the sugar lid on the Olympus. Didn't mean to do that. Sorry for the mic noise you probably just heard there. Oh, wow. Somebody is inept today. Oh, man. I wish I had a proper sugar bowl. I don't. All I have is a stupid container that I store it in. Though, mind you, having said that, I probably don't have the room for a proper sugar bowl. My mom has a lovely one. All right, let's see how strong this coffee actually is. I'm going to make some brekkie as well. I'm making some muesli mini pitas. I'm gonna toast them. And they should be really lovely. They have fruit and seeds in them. And coffee. How strong art thou? Oh, yeah. I think we need some more milk, boys and girls. Well, I can take care of that easily enough. No, that's ginger ale. Oh, sorry, the first thing I touched was ginger ale. That would taste absolutely disgusting in coffee. I can't even imagine. I don't even want to think about that. I have one of these milk pitchers where you have to put the bag in the pitcher and then bang it to get the bag